All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Frequent guest on the show, and we always appreciate when she comes on. FIFA World Player of the Year, Houston Dash, U.S. Women's National Team, Manchester City. She's Carly Lloyd. Carly joins us now. Carly, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I hate to start off on sort of a sad note, but it is a sad note. We all have bantered around the loss of Tony DeChico, who's done so much for the women's game. I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on Tony and maybe heartfelt what you feel right now after his passing.
Yeah, wrapped up training the other day and, as standard, kind of go on your phone and happened to scroll through Twitter. And to be quite honest, I was shocked. You know, I had no idea that he was sick, or there was anything wrong with him. And one of those things where, you know, you're obviously not expecting it and, just really sad. I mean, 68, young in my opinion, and just really, really sad. You know, I feel terribly sad for his friends and family. And, I know that's probably something tough that they've obviously all been going through. But he's left a legacy that, you know, I don't know that anyone will ever come close to that. He's led the national team, from 94 to 99, World Cup, Olympics. He never coached me, but, you know, out of all the stories and things you're hearing from former players, he was a great coach and a great person, and did so much for the game. I know I'm super thankful because he pushed on the program and he, you know, created a culture of what this team's about. So very thankful for kind of him paving the way, as well as obviously the players on the 99 squad. And, he's definitely leaving a legacy that probably not too many people will compete with. So super sad, and you know, it's just one of those things where you don't want to hear those type of news.
Yeah, agreed. Let's move on to your experience at Manchester City, because I know you're a seeker. You're always out there looking for different challenges and different experiences. That was one of the things you mentioned on this show before you went, and to many other people in the media. So how about the Manchester City experience? Let's just kind of get a little synopsis on that.
It was a great experience. It was obviously a short stint, just 3 months over there. But, you know, I've said in loads of my interviews that, you know, not only was this a professional, decision that went into this, but also a personal one as well. You know, living abroad, driving on the opposite road, taking in the culture. It's one thing to visit a country, it's another thing to learn it, live in it, and learn how to kind of adapt. And so for me to be able to not only get experience on the professional side, but personally as well, culturally. So that to me, you know, is definitely going to go a long way. And I know that my time spent there during the time is going to pay dividends in the future for me, as a person, as a player. I built a lot of relationships over there. I got connected with some amazing people at Man City. I got to compete in a different league and be able to kind of compare where our league stands from their league, and just really, you know, take it all in. Obviously, there's a lot of money in the culture of football over there with Man City, and they have the funds to do many things. Their facilities were world class, and it's something you obviously don't see here in America. But it was truly unbelievable, and really excited that I was able to do it, and then be able to come here back with the Dash as well.
Carly, I get the sense there's a Carly the Explorer side to you, that you like to explore.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I just love challenges. I think you know, what keeps me going and what keeps me ticking is I love to be challenged. I love to be uncomfortable. I love to just continue to push on because I know that's making me better. And, you know, it may not happen overnight, but, you know, my thinking is I'm preparing for 2019 World Cup, 2020 Olympics. That's my last hurrah. And everything I do now and everything I have done in the past is ultimately geared around that. But at some point, you do have to switch your attention a little bit to plan for the future. And I can't play this game that I love forever. So the Man City decision was, you know, also a business decision as well, to be able to go over there and build relationships. And I know they've talked about, you know, possibly having a women's team part of NYFC. So there's, you know, loads of different things and opportunities that I may be able to do post career. And for me, that was, you know, a good decision to be able to just keep challenging myself across the pond.
Carly Lloyd joining us here on ESPN 97.5. So comparatively speaking, because you did kind of pose that question yourself, just that now having played over in England and played with Manchester City, let's just compare the two styles of soccer, the two leagues.
Well, I think over in England, you know, it's obviously still an up-and-coming league, and I think our league is as well. Over there, you know, Man City has done a phenomenal job in 4 years to get where they've gotten. That's credit to the players, to the staff, to the organization. You know, some of the other teams, Chelsea, Arsenal, even Birmingham has had a good year. Some of the other teams are not quite there yet, but they also don't have the funding and they don't have some of the players. So over there, you know, you're going to sign with a team wherever you want. Here in the NWSL, we've got the national teams who are allocated spread amongst the league, which I do think helps the level and the standard of the league and kind of disperse things around. I would say the league here in the NWSL is probably more of a transition, more of a running game. There are technical players in this league, but I do think that, you know, probably they're a bit more technical overseas and over England, just as far as, you know, the kind of the basic type stuff. But the mentality is a little bit different. You know, I think in England, the mentality is still up and coming, you know, kind of that will, that desire, that fight. Whereas here in the NWSL, I think there's obviously players, you know, in the American culture that kind of have that will and desire. So, you know, there's no wrong way. It's just different, and I think both leagues are coming into their own with each passing year.
Based on the style of play with Manchester City, as opposed maybe here in the NWSL, were there different things you individually as a player did over there, or was asked to do more maybe in that type of a setup? Did it afford you an opportunity to work on a different aspect of your game?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely was different. You know, we at Man City had a very structured way of playing. I was typically usually on the left side, or maybe I would play up top. Now, you had a lot of teams who would sit in and bunker, so we had to kind of deal with that and get, you know, creative and try to break those types of teams down. You are seeing teams play against us, the U.S., with a bunker-type style. So I think that, in a sense, you know, could translate and help me since we faced it a lot at Man City. But, you know, very, very different. Very different way of playing. It was very physical in that league. It's physical in the NWSL, but it's a little bit different physicality. I might have had a target or bullseye on me a little bit when I was over there, But, you know, I was able to deal with it and handle it. So it's, just a little bit different. But I know that, you know, I always learn. I'm always learning, always finding ways to learn. And I use the facilities every single day from morning till night, did a lot of extra stuff. So, kind of just learned that I've got to continue to keep up with my routine. And, everything, you know, is definitely going to pay off in my career for sure.
Let's switch gears to the Dash a little bit. Now that you're back here and, you know, you get a game or so under your belt here and you're able kind of to assess where the team is right now, where do you think it is? And do you think the team's capable of making a push and potentially getting in the playoffs here?
Well, like I said a few minutes ago, I always like a challenge, and this is definitely a challenge, not only coming in three months late to a season, but coming in 3 months late to a season where we are at the bottom of the table and we've had a coaching change. So I know the players and the girls have been going through a lot of things. But at the end of the day, that's all done and dusted, and we're in the now. We've got to look to the future, and we just really have to take it one game at a time. I think obviously the transition has been okay. For me, coming in here, it's my job to lead. My job to lead the team and lead it in a way that our mentality, you know, has to change. Yes, we want to think about playoffs. Yes, we want to think about goals. But I think if we can change the mentality a bit, and go out there every single training session and work as hard as we can and go out there every single game and empty the tank and leave the match with our heads held high, things are eventually going to fall our way. And it may not happen overnight, but I really believe that, you know, we kind of have to shift that mentality. There's no excuses anymore. It just has to be a will and a desire to want to win and to want to work as hard as you can. So that, for me, is kind of the messaging to players. You know, I don't care if players give the ball up or they make a mistake. We all make mistakes. But at the end of the day, you have very few things that you can control in soccer, and that is your work ethic, your mentality, and being as fit as you can. So that's been my messaging, and I think we're in a good spot, and we're bouncing back from this past game, and we're going to be ready to go on Saturday.
I think that was I loved when you came back and you were bold and you questioned the fitness level, and I thought it was incredibly refreshing that you just said it's my job to lead this team, because I think, you know, you have the powers to be so inspirational, and I think when the fans and your teammates hear you come back in and say, hey, we could all be a fitter team here, it would benefit us, I think this is very, very, very positive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to point fingers or, you know, come up with a load of excuses as to what happened in the last 3 months. I wasn't here. I don't really know what was going on. But from my assessment in one match, we do need to be fitter. And I've been a person who has prided myself in fitness, in working hard, because I wasn't always a fit player. And I know that if you put in the work and you just put your mind to it, you can become fitter. It's a controllable thing. And that's one of the things that helps you win games. It's a really important piece. So I want to have the accountability with every single player on this team that, you know, hey, if you're not feeling good or you can't run all game long, you've got to, you know, seek someone and do some extra running or work a little bit harder in training. That's sort of the mentality. I mean, you're not going to see me as a cheerleader leading this team. You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be blunt. But I'm also going to be encouraging people, you know, to take risks and to try different things. But, you know, it's hard to play catch up when, you know, the team's gone 3 months with maybe not as intense training. In this league, you've got to be fit. So for me, it's not a knock on anyone, but we really don't have any excuses that we can come up with. We've just got to have that will and the desire to get it done.
Carly, as always, thank you so much for coming on the program. Best of luck with the Dash the rest of the NWSL season. We look forward to having you on again in the future. We love your thoughts. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
All right. That's Carly Lloyd, Houston Dash, and they are in action here in the NWSL. We'll take a quick break here. We're back with more. Thank you, Carly.